Live in studio with us, our good friends Rodney and Jody Matthews. Again, we're Brian and Janelle on Moody Radio. Rodney and Jody Matthews are executive directors of Urban Vision in Akron. Welcome back, you guys.
Well, it's always
Welcome.
Good to be here.
Yeah, we love when you're on.
And now, okay, so you have been working with kids, Jody, for a long time. How many years now you've been working with kids?
Rodney's the numbers guy. I don't know, just a very long time.
Well, so I mean, 30 plus for you beyond Urban Vision.
Probably so. Even more so, yeah.
You started at age one, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, actually. We're talking about this. My watching my mom, you know, mentoring young kids and people, my dad, you know, I think that was just ingrained in me as a kid.
Aw.
Yeah.
And yet, you were mentioning to me that it feels like you're in kind of a different season at the moment. What is it and how'd you get there?
Well, that's a load of
get there?
I'm not exactly sure how I got there, other than I know God has a big plan in all of it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, a little bit of a different season right now. At a point where I still have family members at home, and I'm also caring for my dad, and have a brother that's also very sick. And so there's just a different dynamic going on with life, ministry, and family. So yeah, it's really different.
On top of 2020.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Throw in that, and that really is exciting.
And a grandson?
Absolutely, yes.
So you have nothing going on?
We have nothing going on.
Right.
Yeah, so there are some mountaintops and valleys, but yeah.
But it sounds like that has actually, I mean, you're not necessarily able to be in the trench with kids all the time because of the season you're in. So where's God taking you in terms of ministry life?
Yeah, it's been interesting because of COVID. We've obviously had a little bit of a decrease right now as far as our contact, although we do see the kids very safely. But it's just been a real different season. We've actually decided to hold off on our outreach this fall with our kids club just because of just the different dynamics of all the, you know, trying to monitor all that. So it's really actually kind of hard for me in some ways because this has always been my heart, my love.
Yeah.
But yet, obviously, God knew all this and the journey that I was going to be taking in the meantime. So actually, I've been kind of refocused in other areas. So,
but you see, from what I've been reading from, you know, national leaders in the church, in a sense of what are we to do in a pandemic and in situations like this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not get stuck in a rut. It's take it as an opportunity to adjust and change. And it sounds like you've been either you are willingly or unwillingly doing just that. I don't know which. But.
Well, I have to tell you, I have often told people lately, I feel like, because I have a hip problem right now, and I feel like I've been wrestling with God a little bit too much like Jacob did. And right. I don't know if he touched my hip or whatever, but you know, I'm going to hold on until I receive my blessing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's kind of, yeah. So we've kind of reshifted a little bit, you know, thinking about leadership development and discipleship. So actually, I may not be able to see the kids like I want to all the time, but we do have young adult staff. We have from many different cultures, and I get the joy and privilege to walk with them and be able to talk with them and encourage them in their own journeys and their relationship with God. So that's been a very big joy for me.
And see, I want to spend some time there. Rodney and Jody Matthews from Urban Vision, they're going to help us figure out what that ground level mentorship, discipleship, relationship really looks like. And how to do it in a way that's successful and glorifies God. Right now in studio, Rodney and Jody Matthews from Urban Vision in Akron. And just like you, their lives have been changed by not just circumstances and difficulties, but by a pandemic.
Yeah.
To the point that their ministry to groups of children has had to adjust and shift over the last number of months. But they're trying to make lemonade when they're given lemons, you know? And so Jody was indicating before the break that what they're doing is going, you know what we're going to do now that we're not with so many kids all the time? We're going to invest in the young people who work with us, the young adults who are on our staff. And so how does one even begin to mentor someone? I mean, is there the awkward, like, I'm going to mentor you now, Jimmy?
With that voice and everything.
Yeah. It starts with the whole relationship part again. And these are all, for the most part, I think everybody's been with us at least 2 years, either on staff or staff plus participant, up to 10 years in some cases. And so the relationships are there that Jody has established with a lot of the young ladies that are on staff. And they just want to be poured into.
Yeah.
So they have a heart and a desire, and, you know, with the struggles that they're going through, like wanting answers. And so – and it's done in such a real way where Jody goes on walks and talks and just like even at our young age that we are.
Right.
You know, we still need to be put into two and amen, sister. We still need to have that, you know, people talking to you, encouraging you along the way. Mm-hmm. And so they realize that. And so it's just very real. And then we've been using the YouVersion app to do Bible studies together and share content and share comments. And so we've been encouraging people that way. I know Jody also has been doing a number of different books with the girls that want to do that.
So it sounds more intentional than organic. It's not like you're with your staff going, all right, first of all, let's talk about health insurance. And then what's that? You have a problem with your boyfriend? Okay, let's talk about godly relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's intentional time, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's intentional, but I do believe it's very relaxed, you know, as far as my times. I don't know. I haven't sat in with Rodney, but yeah.
I'm not so relaxing.
You know,
this is probably more organized.
But it is a set hour.
It's a very intentional set hour. And actually, so a lot of times I've been just to be able to get outside, I'll say, instead of sitting in the office, let's go for a walk.
Okay.
And so we've been utilizing the metro parks that are right around Urban Vision. And actually, it's been a win-win for all of us because I enjoy being outside and it's been good that way as far as like, you know, just being in nature and being able to be relaxed and be able to share, you know, our hearts. So it's like sharing life together, basically.
So is it about once a week? Is it that formal in terms of time?
Actually, it is. And it's very formal. Sometimes we are talking, sometimes focused talk about a book. But then it's also organic about, you know, topics of the day, especially things that have been going on.
Yeah.
You know, in the past few months, we have had a lot to talk and process. And sometimes I think we just need that time to walk and process with people.
I know you're in ministry and you've been a Christian for a long time. I've always believed that we need more mentorship relationships in the body. Mm-hmm. People, young people need it. And younger women, which is anybody, like, I need older women pouring into me, all that. Mm-hmm. But there are women that have to give, or men, but feel like, how am I going to do it? Like, I'm in the middle of my mess. So how could I even sit with someone, even if it was organically, and pour anything? Like, I'm in the middle of my own issues. And you've expressed some of the complexities in your life. How do you do that? What does it look like?
Well, I just read this and said that there's a message in the mess. Mm. And so I think people will, if you're being genuine and honest, I think people will hear that more instead of having like, oh, you've got your life all put together.
Yeah.
There's times when I go out to meet with the girls, I am in a very broken place. That's been frequently lately. I've been facing a lot of difficulties with my with aging father and sickness and death. And I'm constantly like trying to, okay, now I have to go and meet with someone. What does that really look like? That's in the middle of my mess.
Yeah.
And I will sometimes tell them, you know, I'm kind of right here right now. Their first reaction is like, oh, you don't have to take the time to meet. And I said, no, I look forward to this time because really it's not just really that you're benefiting from it. I'm also benefiting from it. And so I feel like we just have to be honest and be in relationship with people that God uses us in the midst of our mess.
Why does it matter that you share your mess when you're mentoring?
Because that's being real. I mean, that's just showing how my faith is got shoe leather on the ground. My dad and I have been talking a lot about that because he has been very sick lately. And I'm like, he always talked about putting your faith with shoe leather on the ground. I'm like, okay, Dad, right now, this is the time we have to do that. And that's what people need to see. I feel like that's where the hope comes when we could see that you still love Jesus, even though things aren't working out the way you want it, or maybe God isn't even answering all the prayers that you want, but are we still going to love him? Are we going to still honor him?
And I think it's scary to pour into someone or share your faith because it doesn't have to be formal like mentoring, but share your faith or walk with someone because you could be in the middle of not just mess, but even questions.
Exactly.
So you feel like, I've been a Christian for 20 years. I'm in the middle of a mess and I'm tired, or I'm wondering, God, why aren't you hearing my prayers? Like, you feel like you have to arrive in faith to be able to say, listen, this is how you trust.
Mm-hmm.
So have you had those seasons where like, I'm questioning God, and I can still be used in terms of sharing my faith.
I'm there. I'm right here. Actually, even struggling sometimes, even coming here thinking, God, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? I don't know, but I want to be a willing vessel. I want God to be pleased, and I want to honor Him. I feel discouraged mm-hmm. at times, mm-hmm. but what I say is that I know my Redeemer lives. I know God lives. I know He hasn't forgotten me, but He wants me to trust Him. And this is what I look at like this way. God is expanding my capacity for more what? More faith, more of Him. So when I'm stretched out there, all of a sudden, God will have more room to move in as long as I can get myself out of the way. Now, mm-hmm. that's the struggle. You know, that's where I get the touch hip thing or wrestling with God. I have to move my wants, my desires. I have to die to myself. And that is not easy. And that is a daily moment by moment, mm-hmm. tearfully working through things. But when we meet together, I like that verse that, you know, we talk about Psalms 23 a lot. And it says, He leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. That word through has really helped me in the last few months. That means that through, I'm going to get to somewhere else. And in the meantime, His rod and His staff comfort me. And I could even take that literally because my staff has comforted me many times when I'm working with these young ladies. They have been a source of joy and comfort.
I'm the rod, by the way.
And he's the rod. That's true.
She left that part out.
I got the rod and I got the staff.
I just wanted to clarify.
That is so...
You're also the knee. Believe
there
it or not.
There you go, yeah.
So I say, thank you, Jesus, for that.
but you know what? That's one of the reasons we love spending time with you guys, because so often in ministry, I think people think they have to come from a place of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And they do come from that. Like, come to my marriage seminar where we have arrived in our marriage and we'll tell you how we did it. Versus mm-hmm. come from brokenness, which is what you all clearly do, not just in your ministry day to day, but in this discussion today.
And I really think, like, the times that I've spoken to people that I've ministered to that way and mentored, that so often it's being able to say, what you're experiencing right now at 23, I'm still dealing with at 52. So I don't expect you to arrive here tomorrow.
Right.
And, you know, in a different way, in a longer journey, I've, you know, dealt with it, but yet it's still real. It's the thorn that doesn't go away. And so often I think, like, when we're doing things from my younger years, when I would think like, oh, I've accomplished this and I'm good here. And then I teach something, I have an expectation of you 10 years behind me that you should catch up today because I just told you how to do it. Well, really, it's not that way. We've learned that we're never going to be perfect at everything. But how do we share with the idea that they could take a step rather than a leap? I think sometimes we expect them to leap to where we are.
Yes.
It's kind of like that adage of you want your kids to have a better house than you. Like, you know, they graduate from college and they're supposed to have the house that you have or more, like the day after kind of thinking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in faith. You can't jump over those years of learning and growth that take place. And I think sometimes we just want that to happen because we'll feel good that we made them get there. So
that's a really good reminder. And actually, you're the concrete sequential guy in the marriage, right? Like the organized. Not that you're unorganized, Jody.
Yeah. No, he's definitely the organized. He's organizing my refrigerator
logical.
All the time.
So with that in mind, okay. So we're talking mentorship and how to mentor someone in your life and disciple mm-hmm. them. Just practically speaking, are you driving the topic, Rodney? Are you letting them organically bring up an issue in life and you respond to it?
Yes. It's everything.
You see what I mean? Like, I want to plan to mentor, sir.
Yeah, you can't. It's like you always got to be willing to listen to what's going on in their lives. And then your experience is sometimes you're able to pull out what they might not see yet. And then you have to lead them depending on where they're at. So
you get together
both.
And you're like, okay, mentee, what are we talking about today? Mm. No, you have something in mind, but you might just let go of it.
I usually don't have anything in mind, honestly, unless I already know something from a previous meeting.
Okay.
So like where I'm following up.
So you're asking questions.
I'm asking questions because—
He's a good question asker.
Yeah. I mean, what did Jesus do?
He asked lots of questions.
He asked lots of questions. He didn't just go around just telling everybody, and he knew everything. And he still asks questions. Why do you ask questions? It's because you want them to figure out.
You want them to think.
You want them to know the answers. Jesus didn't ask us questions because he wanted to know our opinions.
And see, I think my questioning in this even leads to show how awkward we make mentorship and how complicated we make it when you're saying, it really is just walking with someone and asking them good questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not even good, just questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget good questions.
Yeah.
Take the pressure off, right?
And then listen. And listen to the answers. Where do the questions, their answers lead you to their next step? Not your next step for them, their next step.
And also, it's not just the answers. I think it's also listening to their heart, body language. You know, that's, you know, it's just someone can give you an answer, but you have to, like, sometimes as a mentor or a friend that's walked with, it's like, okay, I see something's going on a little bit deeper. You know, how are you really doing or what's really going on? And then all of a sudden it just pours out.
That's really, really good. I hate to do this, but we got to run. It's always fun hanging out with Rodney and Jody Matthews from Urban Vision in Akron. We love what they're doing. And if folks want to connect with you, learn more about it, maybe look more into your book, Jody, or getting kids connected, how do they do it?
Well, you can reach out to us at our website, urbanvisionministry.org. And yeah, just or give us a call at 330-762-1163.
Urban Vision Ministry.org. UrbanVisionMinistry.org. And Kelly will get some links up on our Facebook page as well. She was giving me the hand signals, and I struggle to focus on more than one thing at a time.
Yeah, right.
So that's what was going on there. Thank you, Rodney and Jody. We always love spending time with you.
Thank you
for having us. Thank you for having us.